Two texts this morning. One, the classic Easter text from John's Gospel, where there's this moment between Jesus and Mary Magdalene in the garden, the quintessential Easter text, I think. And this one from the Old Testament, which really isn't an Easter text until it is. It's the story of what's called the binding of Isaac, where God tests Abraham and says, "Take your son and bind him to an altar and sacrifice him to test his faith." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they both of them together went. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God will provide himself the lamb." It's really the same question from Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stood to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said, "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." In other words, where's the lamb? Jesus said to her, "Mary." Then you know the rest of the story. Where is the lamb? John the Baptist knew it in the first few verses of the Gospel according to St. John. He sees Jesus for the first time and says, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." The lamb is where the sin is taken away. Now it's very important to know and understand the difference between what John said and what we think he said. He said, "The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." It's not a plural term. We think of sin as all of the things that we mess up, forget to do instead of what we should have done, and so on, as though they're plural. But when John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world," he's talking not about an act, but about a condition of separation. The clearest synonym for sin is estrangement or separation. And God is about the business of reconciling and taking away the sin of the world. So where is the lamb? The lamb is where we see the sin of the world taken away. We see the lamb, I think, in our community, and in maybe the most odd and mundane ways, or maybe in the most dramatic. I don't know what your week was like, but I sent a nice big fat check off to the United States Treasury after filling out my taxes, right? There are two things we're certain of in life, and one of them is taxes. And dang, I hate doing that. Until you think about it, I mean, what are they for? What do we get for the taxes we pay? We get the United States military, among other things. We get Medicare. We get roads. We get bridges. We get infrastructure. We get community. You know, and I often tell my students, lower taxes doesn't necessarily mean higher quality of life. I mean, if just think of it in this way, you know, you can either pay property tax on your house to the city, or you can go buy a fire truck, hire six guys to sit on it in front of your house in case it catches fire. What do you think is the most cost-effective approach? Which took on a special poignancy this week. The house that exploded in Tech Terrace was right next door to very valued and dear junior colleague and his pregnant wife. And that hit a little close to home. Just a block away, another junior colleague who is married to a professor in the math department whose colleague's wife was lost in that explosion. And what came out of that was a kind of community solidarity that bridges the gaps of estrangement. We are different. We have different views on things. But when we're really in the soup, we come together. And we come together in ways even when we're not in the soup, and we just pay our taxes, and we recognize that the whole of us is greater than the sum of its parts. Where is the lamb? The lamb is in the bridging of estrangement with solidarity and community. The lamb is also in our homes. In our homes, as we experience the kind of love that is unique to family and is kind of a foretaste of the feast to come when we see the love of Jesus in our own experience. I saw a sermon title when I came into a church many, many years ago just to worship, and the title of the sermon was, "The Church is Our Home." And I thought, oh really? I'm going to need an insulin shot when we get done with this. But the point of the sermon was so well done. The point of the sermon was, home is where you go. Home is where you go to be your nastiest. And to quote Robert Frost, home is where, when you go there, they have to take you in. Now, please understand that there are homes where love is absent, and these are homes where violence is a part of a way of life. And that's not typical, and it's not the point of where I'm going with this. Home is where we are truly with people that have said to us, you know what, I'll take you come what may. And we will raise children and love them even when they're 11. You know? It's this version of love, and the Greeks have many words for love, one of which is agape, which is unconditional love. Now, we never quite get there. But we do get to the point where we love one another, not if, but anyway. And at the end of the day, no matter what's happened, where people in our lives that we love and would be devastated without have really been kind of nasty, and where we say to ourselves, you know, they're still here, and if I take one more breath, I'm still glad. They have to take you in because they want to. It's that bridge across estrangement of unconditional, I love you anyway. And I'm glad the day is over. And tomorrow the sun will come up. That's where you find the lamb. Solidarity and community, the unconditional love that we approach in our homes. And finally, I think we find the lamb in the mirror as we see ourselves reflected and see a little light in our own eyes. And maybe we remember at least once when apparently we were worth it. In the aftermath of taking the things out of my folks' house this year, I found a box of old movies, 8mm film, that I'm in the process of having digitized. And my illustration of maybe you're worth it and how wonderful that is comes from, oddly enough, a Christmas story. But hey, what the heck, Christmas, Easter, same thing. And I was looking at the movie of that Christmas where I got the fire truck. And I'm going, ah, the fire truck. I remember that fire truck. And I remember that fire truck because that was also the Christmas that I was pretty sure I was getting coal for probably, you know, good reason. What I remember is listening to the 78 record of "You Better Watch Out, Better Not Cry, He Sees You When You're Sleeping," and it had not been a good run-up week to Christmas. And I literally believed that I was, if anything, you know, going to wind up with coal in my stocking. And I didn't even jump out of bed. I mean, I'm not making this up. Wish I was. I didn't jump out of bed and run into the living room. I just kind of walked in and kind of, you know, and it was normal Christmas. And there was the fire truck. And I went, ah. Oh. And I remember just this child feeling, it's just the feeling of, I guess I'm worth it. You know, that's where you find the lamb. When you know that what you have done is less important than who you are. Where is the Lamb? The Lamb is where we understand and contribute to the reality that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts in our community. Where we know at the end of even a really bad day that home is where they have to take you in because they really want to at the end of the day. And home is the hope in your own heart that transcends all doubt that the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. And the Lamb of God taketh away the sin of the world. Happy Easter.